This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
How long until the news comes out that the Virginia shooter was on psychotropic type drugs? I think it'll come out in the next 2 days. Or they might be successful in suppressing it. Sometimes it comes out in a year. He's in critical condition. They said he was dead. At about 10:55, the police had him surrounded, reportedly shot himself in the head. Bryce Williams was the name of the reporters who reportedly did this after losing his job. Vester Flanagan was his real name, worked at WDBJ. And I've already shown the footage. I'm not going to show it again of him in first person like a video game going around shooting people, shooting the cameraman, shooting the woman, waiting until the camera pans back to the reporter so it'd be on tape, trying to get her to turn around so she would see him. And he just has that typical whacked out look in his eye of these type of shooters. And the truth is, you can't stop people like this. You will have a small percentage of people that go out and kill people. Every week or so in Japan and China, we hear about, 15 killed, 5 killed, 7 killed by a man with a homemade knife or a man with machete or man with sword. I mean, that's what happens. A whacked out person who's got the will to kill people with a samurai sword, you can go into a room of 15, 20 people and kill them. In fact, a lot of cases, swords per whack can be more deadly than a gun. Because a gun, sometimes the bullet goes in a weird direction. That with a sword, chop an arm right off, a lot of folks will die from that because it's a clean cut. Something if your car gets, your arm gets mangled in the car or something, and then you're bleeding, but it's able to clot up. But a clean cut or get stabbed in the stomach by a big old sword or a big old butcher knife, you're dead. Just as often or more so from the numbers I've seen than with a firearm. Now, if I shoot you with my 500 Smith & Wesson, it might be a little bit different. Okay, this is a short little no man's land segment. I'm going to come back at the beginning of the next segment and go right to, you pronounce that Kavik in Canada? Buckley, Robert, Kavik. Kavik, Buckley, Robert, Rob, Ben, and others that are patiently holding. And I want to ask the listeners, am I wrong saying that we shouldn't blame the Second Amendment? I mean, obviously we shouldn't. Crime with guns is way down. But the mainstream media is predictably doing that. Well, then how do we force the discussion of the fact that White House-controlled media, from Media Matters to CNBC to MSNBC to CNN, not so much CNBC, but they do some of it, are pushing racial division narratives and acting like all the stress and all the problems in America isn't the economy, isn't the GMO, isn't all the screen time, isn't 20% of the public on hardcore big pharma drugs, mass murder, suicide pills. No. You're not getting ahead because racist white people are conspiring against you because you're black. And then white people that aren't doing too good, generally, they hear this and think it's ridiculous. They've been treated racially bad. They've been beaten up in high school. That's the classic MO. They decide to get a gun and go shoot a bunch of black people. And it's just so stupid. It's like we're two bulls in the arena, and you've got the matador with a red cape or two red capes manipulating us both to run into each other. But instead of being one bull, the matador's got a sword behind it that he pulls the cape out of the way, and the bull goes on to the sword. Instead, he's got two capes like this. When he pulls them back, the bulls ram straight into each other head on, killing themselves. Because make no mistake, This whole Black Lives Matter, race war, George Soros situation is a matador with a cape driving us onto the sword.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, the controlled globalist media is at it again. They're trying to create unified mass guilt. No matter what color you are or where you're from, that if you own a gun, a firearm, protect yourself, protect your family in these uncertain times, that it's your fault that another whack job went postal and went and killed a cameraman and a female reporter in Virginia. And this guy was live tweeting himself up until the time he shot himself. He's now in critical condition. Vester Flanagan was his real name. Bryce Williams was his TV reporter name. And predictably, the media is saying, restrict the Second Amendment, Obama do something with executive action, gun owners, this is all your fault. Projecting guilt on the general public and covering up the fact he sent out tweets saying, she made racist comments, I reported her to the EEOC. And now some people are saying, well, if she was racist, you know, she deserved to die. That type of stuff's on Twitter. You can see the graphic video at Infowars.com. The easiest place to find it is DrudgeReport.com. The shooter himself shot video, pretty good camera guy. He'd done that first in media. As he holds the gun out in front of him and videotapes, and then he shoots her and then shoots the cameraman, identified Vester L. Flanagan. Post video of shooting, warning, very graphic. Allison made racist comments, he went on to say. Update, shooter himself in critical condition. NYPD beefing up security at all media outlets after news shootings. Meanwhile, San Francisco has the same problem that government buildings have. How to solve the city's public pooping problem. They're not sure why the more liberal a city it is, the more public pooping there is. And I'm not trying to be funny here. This is part of the mass mental illness of why is there more homeless people, more degradation, more ugliness, more sickeningness. And it's just all part of people that are spoiled brats want to get weirder and weirder and just society starts to collapse. And I'm telling you, San Francisco is a beautiful city. But since I was there as a young child and then as a young man, it is a pit compared to what it used to be like. It is really gross. And it is really going downhill, and California is really rotting. And then you go to nice areas like Santa Cruz or places like Newport Beach down in the south. Beautiful, beautiful, nice people. But then you get around the liberal degradation, and it's like an open sore on a dog with maggots dripping out. And I'm not trying to be gross here, but, I mean, these people are a curse. And we need to just start realizing it. They jack up taxes, they fund the most degenerate people, they fund degradation because they love it. They are aberrant, they are a problem, they are hypocrites. Hillary Clinton has all these guns and all these bodyguards. She's out in the news saying restrict the Second Amendment and all this other garbage. It makes my blood boil. We told you this was coming 6-7 years ago. They said we were conspiracy theorists. North Dakota, first state to legalize armed drones for the police. Man indicted for firing a shotgun at a drone hovering near his home. That's some of the news. You go to Infowars.com. Clinton exploits Virginia shooting to call for gun legislation. Kurt Nemo, graphic. Shocking complete video shot from Virginia gunman's point of view. Hey, guys, do has the graphics from the Justice Department? I know you have them as a package as well. Can we find and play the numbers from 92 to 2012? They haven't done new numbers since with the 51% drop. That's what Fox says, it's a 51% drop. Professor Lott, one of the top statisticians in the world, says it's 61. Whatever, I'll take 51 and not argue. 51% drop in crime. We need to just keep hammering that and show how they're creating a perception that there's all this increased crime with guns. The truth is good people are stopping the bad people. We're scaring them. After you pass concealed carry in a state, look at the numbers. Massive drop between 25% and 50%+ within a couple years in Texas, in Florida, and other states after concealed carry went in. It works like a charm because a criminal is going to carjack you and doesn't care if there's laws against guns. Law-abiding citizens won't carry a gun most of the time unless they've already been mugged or attacked, and they'll break the law, statistics show, to protect themselves. So after you legalize it, the carjacking stop very quick because people get blown away. I love the fact that women jog with fanny packs in parks where they get robbed, and then after a few women shoot a few thugs, it stops. And my daughters are getting good with guns. That's what it's all about. Your wife. That's true feminism, but they don't want that. Now, I mentioned this before the break that I'm going to go to your phone calls. And that's it. If you see George Soros in the White House funding Black Lives Matter, trying to act like black people are being targeted, and that's the number one issue in the country, don't get mad at the corrupt central government. Don't get mad at the Federal Reserve. Don't get mad at Obama and the doubling of black unemployment. The problem is police, and there are some problems. That's part of the government, but they focus only on the bottom, and then act like rioting and shooting and attacking and burning is going to fix something, and then imply whites are inherently racist, whites are inherently bad, they're a problem. So knockout games, shootings, all of this intensifies. Then a crazy white person feels like he's under attack. He buys into it. The Dylan Ruff character at the Charleston shooting goes in and shoots people. Now you've got this guy who's filing EEOC things left and right and leaving TV stations in Florida and other parts of the country. He lands in Virginia, becomes successful, has some type of problems, leaves the TV station. Now, there are the statistics. Massive drop. As guns increase, crime drops. And then suddenly, whether she said something racist or not, did she deserve to get shot in the back? If I claim a black person said something racist to me, do I get to shoot him in the back? No, it's inherently very similar to what Roof did. And will they be able to hype further escalations out of this? And I used the analogy earlier. The globalists will put a political football issue out there that's the red cape. The bull sees it, tries to attack it, and the matador might spend 20, 30 minutes, depending on how good he is, risking his life to barely turn out of the way as the sharpened horns with the multi-thousand-pound creature runs right by him. Many matadors have been killed, obviously, every year. 11 people died in the running of the bulls this year in Spain alone. And I like the fact they can't ban it because it's pure political correctness. It's an ancient cultural sport, thousands of years old, really going back to the Colosseum in Rome. And I'm not endorsing all the things that happened in Rome, but you know, this is somebody putting their life on the line. We're showing some footage, one of Spain's most famous matadors right now. And then they start throwing little barbed hooks into the bull's back to infuriate him even more. And then finally they put a sword behind the red cape. And when the bull charges in, the matador drives the sword all the way into the bull's heart, which is incredibly skillful, incredibly hard to stab through a foot of meat and bone and ribs with perfect targeting, a true work of art to get it into the heart. Then it's the meat's given to poor people. This is just ancient human hunting, because ancients would drive spears into the chest of bulls. That's how far back this goes, tens of thousands of years into human history. And the matador turns his back on the bull, enticing him to come in. Now, the globalists do this all the time, try to bait people into things, and that's what Black Lives Matter is. But it's more than that. It's like a matador with two red capes getting two bulls to run into each other, killing themselves. This is all this is divide and conquer manipulation. And the black racists, the white racists, from their perspectives, they see real stuff that's going on, real problems. But it's a false paradigm in that it's been manipulated, and statistically, even if you got real beefs with white people, or real beefs with black people, or real beefs with Hispanics, or vice versa, overall, the globalists are geoengineering. They're putting poison in the water. They're force-feeding us GMO. They won't let us label stuff. They're opening up the borders. They're launching all these wars. They're funding Al-Qaeda. They're funding Fast and Furious. They're cold-blooded. They're evil. And they're pushing all this because it helps them have us at each other's throats. And I know that's elementary. But that's why I've reached out to the racist black groups and have been told to go to Hades. It's why I've reached out to people like David Duke and tried to actually have a real discussion with him and not just get in a fight with him, but try to explain to him the larger paradigm. And because I didn't agree with him, his acolytes now hate my guts. Well, don't worry. I won't talk to him again. I won't reach out to try to, you know, just do the right thing and be chivalrous here. Okay, fine. The point is, if people want their ignorance, they're going to have it. But if you want to stop most of the mass shootings, get people off the suicide mass murder pills. We're going to go to break with this clip from Piers Morgan. Haven't played this in a while. And we're going to come back with your calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. And then after we play this clip, we will go to break.
How about Prozac? You know, the number one, oh, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you?
No,
don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is get more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, bud.
It's fine, bud.
How about Prozac? You know, the number one, oh, that's the big sponsor, isn't it? Or that whole class of drugs.
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, whoa, got to cut that off, don't you? Don't want to talk about the U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
Calm down.
Your answer is get more money to the psychiatrist and psychologist to put more crazy people on drugs that make them kill people, Pierce.
Let's try and have a debate here.
Yeah.
Answer me this question.
Mm-hmm. I'm sick of the same old script here, bud.
It's fine, bud.
And that says it all. Our little TriCaster seized up in there, not the fault of the crew. We'll be right back on the other side, and I promise I'm going to callers in Canada, Missouri, Maine, Missouri. A lot of calls from Missouri. We'll be back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. What are they diverting us with right now, though, making this the number one story? What are they diverting us?
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Obviously, I'm wound up. This season of craziness has really got me on edge. There's a battle going on in the controlled media right now to blame the Second Amendment and collectively blame all of us. I've had a whole bunch of different TV networks, newspapers, you name it, are calling, emailing, saying, we want comment from Alex Jones. What does he say now? It'd be like if I raised cattle. Cattle kill hundreds of people a year, speaking of bulls, in the U.S. alone. And somebody had a bull get out of their pen and kill a five-year-old kid. That happened in Texas just last year. You got cows, too. How you feeling after that cow did that? It's like, well, that happens. That's part of life. I'm sad, but it's not my fault. It's not my bull. I mean, it's the same thing that they sit there with a straight face and collectively blame gun owners. It's just crazy. It's time to get back in their faces. Then, meanwhile, this is obviously some mentally unstable whack job who said that she was racist so she deserved it. So clearly you got a lot stronger link there than blaming gun owners to say the media pushing racial division as a distraction, they're to blame. So I'm going to say MSNBC, CNN, and others pushing race war are to blame for the Virginia TV shooting. I'm going to tweet that out right now. MSNBC and CNN contributed to this shooting by pushing race war, not the Second Amendment. I don't know how you put that all into a tweet. The problem is condensing it. MSNBC and Dinosaur Media are responsible for pushing race war and causing this latest shooting, not the Second Amendment. I want to tweet that at Real Alex Jones because that's what this comes down to. Okay, I'm ranting. Who's up first here, John? Who's been holding the longest? Kyvick in Canada, you're up first. Thank you for calling in today.
Hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go ahead.
Well, greetings once again from Canada, Alex. Thanks for taking my call again. And thanks to you and your whole crew for all your good works.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you enjoyed Toronto Island. It is a beautiful place, isn't it?
I'm going to bring my kids back up there. Very beautiful. I really like Toronto.
Yeah, it's a great town. It really is. Now, talking about this shooting, as a Canadian, I can assure you that handgun restrictions will not stop crazy or stupid people from shooting other people. It's almost impossible in Canada to get a CCW, and yet there's still handgun shootings every single week up here.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that spoons don't make people fat?
Alcohol doesn't make people crash into trees. Apparently.
Well, I mean, it's so obvious that Rosie O'Donnell's not to blame for being fat. It is the fact that spoons in her cupboard made her eat all that food. Same thing with Michael Moore.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think this became such a big story so quickly because it's the first time since Bud Dwyer and Christine Chubbuck killed themselves on live TV, and we now have the Internet to stoke the flames.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be the biggest news story for a few weeks, and it's going to distract. That's why I'm sending Joe Biggs and David Knight right now on an airplane. The problem is it takes 2 hours once they get to an airport to get out there, so they won't be out there until like 10 o'clock tonight. But the rest of the mainstream media won't get there until this afternoon. So we're going to be there covering the media spectacle and their propaganda and also getting questions in on real issues, like was he on psychotropic drugs? I mean, because the cops will want to tell us. We're going to be there talking to the police. That's what Joe Biggs is being sent to do, along with David Knight, and to really do real journalism. Cover what the media is doing, cover what the Democratic operatives are doing, and then talk to the police and others and get the scoop. Was this guy on psychotropic drugs? You know, do bears go to the bathroom in the woods? Do Tweety birds sing? I mean, every time I predict they're on it, they always are. What do you think the chances are this guy wasn't on some drugs?
Oh, no, all you got to do is look at his pictures and read his tweets and whatnot. And this guy was unhinged. He was completely unhinged. You know, as this was going on, there was a bunch of me and a whole bunch of InfoWarriors in an InfoWars IRC chat room, which, by the way, I think you should get rid of the comment sections on the articles and put a live chat or a link or a login to Planet InfoWars so we can have real-time conversations. Because the comment sections have just become chaos since the David Duke interview. It's just complete nonsense.
Well, that's actually good, though. That just brings us more traffic, and I like that controversy. I mean, if people think me giving somebody 2 hours on air to put out their ideas of censorship, good. I mean, I want to have that type of mental illness attack me. They don't understand how the internet works or how metrics work. It's really helping the site, so I'm actually quite thankful for it. I hope it intensifies, actually. So traffic's really helping us with our click rates with our sponsors.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Rob in Maine. Ben in Missouri. Robert in Missouri. Buckley in Missouri. Missouri, Missouri, Missouri. We're going to be going to all of you. 800-259-9231. Here in just a moment. But I got to mention this news. You can probably find, I don't want to exaggerate, 5,000 news articles. So we're like 3,000 in 1 week one time. Because AP got republished everywhere. Saying that there was no plan to use drones to surveil you. No plan to weaponize drones. Even as it was being announced by law enforcement federally, state, and local, in the last 5-6 years, they would have articles going, Alex Jones and Infowars.com are liars. There is no plan to surveil you, no plan to surveil farmers and what they're planting or what they do with drones. No plan to weaponize them. Matt Drudge then ran the lying article of Infowars and put out the horrible disinformation. And that's because they didn't want to debate about it before they rolled it out. They've since had Houston crash drones. They've tested armed drones. And look, it makes perfect sense if you got a suspect held up or whatever and not send cops in to get killed, to send in a drone. The problem is then they'll get rid of humans altogether and have nothing but drones, and then that doesn't have human decision-making in it. And the globalists that have a technocracy, they can program and control, and that's why they're going there. When I flew to Canada, they gave us on the airplane the National Post on Canada Air. And that's the big national paper of Canada, obviously. And the cover story was, and I meant to bring it back, but I left it on the plane. Maybe you guys can pull it up. That the headline was, as roads go driverless, insurance companies may be thing of the past. And the article's like, yeah, it's going to save you money, and there's going to be, because of the insurance, there's still going to be insurance. They're just going to phase you out of your car, having it be higher, because you're, quote, not as good a driver as the driverless car. They've said this a decade ago. And then there'll be a lower tax and fees and all the rest of it. It's the insurance companies owned by the big banks that are running this. So, again, try to pull that up, nationalpost.com. Just say National Post in the search box, and then type in driverless vehicles will lower insurance rates. And that should pull it up, or I can try. But the reason I get into that is here's this new article. First state legalizes taser drones for cops thanks to a lobbyist. North Dakota, the Daily Beast. So it's crowd control, folks. Here's one out of the Wall Street Journal. And this will illustrate everything. Before a robot takes your job, you'll be working side by side. So cops, before a robot or a drone takes your job, you'll be working side by side. Fighter pilots, before a drone takes your job, you'll be working side by side. And again, people can say, well, that's just the natural move of technology, and technology usually empowers, not enslaves. I agree with that, except now, under the technocracy, this is being done specifically. You guys found that National Post story? I get an obsession with this. I've got to find it. You guys are awesome. You usually find stuff so quick. Let me see if I can do it. Are you searching web or are you searching news? We can see. All right. I would try to search news. Let me try to give you the exact headline. Sometimes it's different in the paper than online. And sometimes the stories that are in the paper aren't online. As roads go driverless, it's just a foregone conclusion. Insurance companies may be obsolete. National Post. Or just do driverless cars, National Post, click news. Doesn't matter. I'm just putting it out for everybody else so they can find it as well. So that's where this is going. This is being done to displace humanity. This is being done as a decision, as a planned architecture, like you build a big building. It's being built in that we're obsolete. That's a crime. This gives incredible centralized control. That's why it's a problem. Of course, there's arguments for all of it. But you notice they're trying to get laws passed to restrict citizens from having drones, where, again, only the system has it. So there's that as well. Let's go to Rob in Maine. Rob, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I want to make a couple of points here. This guy, the shooter, and the mind control drugs that have been used. But first, I'd like to say thank God for Larry Nichols and the Clinton Chronicles. As a public access TV producer, I have ran that film three or four times over the years, done this for 12 years. And I'd like to say, Mr. and Mrs. America, you got to see that film, the Clinton Chronicles. So I loved your rant on Hillary this morning or earlier. That was great. I can't stand seeing those people. And then the Bushes coming back, too, these two dynasties. It just makes me sick. But this shooter definitely looks like a Manchurian candidate. All the hallmarks of it, you know, the way they worked in the race angle, as well as the, you know, the random shooting. And, yes, he'll be on a psychotropic drug or something. But there is one point that I kind of been bothering me. The Suboxone, there was a picture earlier on one of the articles that you were showing. It's a Suboxone. And that, I don't believe that is really in that class of drugs. I had to use that myself for a couple of years to get off of pills that I got hooked when I went to the dentist on Vicodin and stuff. And they use that to wean people off of opiates. And so it's like an opiate, but they tell you you can't get high on it. Of course, people
but,
get
but
high.
It has an amnesic effect for a lot of people.
I really couldn't say. That may be true, but I don't believe I'm pretty sure it's not in the same class as these other things like the serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
No, it's not.
So, yeah, it's more like an opiate itself. It's kind of like that it replaced the old methadone. So, yeah, that was my point on that. Suboxone. I think there's a little confusion about that. But, yeah, this guy looks like a Manchurian candidate all the way because I think 95% of these guys are.
Well, we know that the shooter in Colorado was. We have all the proof. It's stunning they did it, just like Sirhan Sirhan. He told the jailers that. He told people in cell next that I'm drugged. I'm part of a secret government program. I don't know what happened. Help me. And then the feds grabbed him. And then he was in a secret government program. It came out. He was given almost $100,000 a year by the feds. His dad was in a super secret program. He was under a top Air Force psychiatrist. They knew what was going to happen. He was totally shut up. I don't think he was even the shooter. Thank you for the call. Great points. By the way, let me add one more chapter to this, and I'm going back to your calls. Before a robot takes your job, you will be working side by side with one. Wall Street Journal. And it goes through the studies from Foster Research, breaking all of this down in an Oxford paper and a bunch of other major studies. Well, here's Lancaster Online. Uber to work with U of A on mapping self-driving cars. Uber to work with them to basically phase out their own drivers. See, when Uber first came out a few years ago, I didn't think it through because I didn't know that Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ezekiel Emanuel, has a $100 million investment in it and has already made $2 billion. That hadn't happened yet. I didn't know that they were exempt from all the laws. But what they do all over the world, in mainly liberal or socialist cities, with mayors, is they come in and give them massive money. They give money to the local political group. They keep all the regulations on the taxi drivers for multi-hundred-thousand-dollar-a-year medallions to be able to operate. All the regulations, all the controls, can only drive 10 hours a day, have to pay these huge fees when you go to the airport. But then Uber is allowed to bypass all of that. So, see, it's not privatization. It's not competition, even though I can't stand a lot of the cab drivers and how corrupt they are and the mafia connections there. But that's a smaller, older mafia generally. They are set there to not be able to make profits, to still pay all the taxes, and then insider groups that own Uber, they are allowed to do things that the other companies like Uber aren't allowed to either. They're the designated winner. They're the ones that get left alone everywhere but Paris, France, San Francisco, you name it. They come in, they're above the law, they don't have to pay the taxes, they don't have to pay the regulations, but then the cab drivers do, and then you hear from the owner, the CEO, the founder of Uber, that, oh, we're going to have all the cars be Uber, we want a monopoly, and we're going to dominate Google, and we're going to have driverless cars. And then you understand what it's about, and you find out governments are involved with them as the knighted, bespoke, touched, above-the-law group that is then going to be given the driverless car franchise. And there'll be a few other subsidiaries owned by the very same people. Then there's the war over your future driverless car service has begun. Uber's acquisition of 100 Microsoft mapping engineers puts Google in the crosshairs. You see, they want to be the new Google. They've said that, but it won't be a person opening the car door for you. And they're allowed to make super massive profits because they are exempt from all the other rules that they themselves, their controllers, have put in place. And then no matter what you do, they stay above the law because billions are rolling in to the insiders. And then the Uber drivers themselves go out, buy a new car, do this. They can be dismissed. They'll say, oh, we found out 3 years ago you had a speeding ticket. You didn't tell us about that. We're with revoking for a year or for 2 years. Oh, and they don't have to pay taxes. They don't have to pay insurance. All their workers are contractors at Uber. And so, again, the taxis have to be part of a union. They have to have all this bonding. They have to pay for everything. They have to be on the hook. They get written the tickets. But then when it comes to Uber, again, like Walmart, it's screwing everybody over. So Uber may be a great alternative to taxis. It does bring some competition to taxis, but it's not level playing field, and it's very unfair. And Uber itself is a very draconian, anti-free market, monopolistic, fascistic company, in my humble view. Let's go to the phone calls. Ben in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I agree with you completely about Uber. They'll incrementally, you know, they'll designate more and more roads to be, you know, driverless cars only, and then they'll give those areas the tax breaks, and they'll build up those areas until anybody who doesn't want to be on a driverless car system won't even be able to live and work. And it's all a part of the agenda.
They admit that's their plan. They admit that's their plan. That's what's so frustrating. People think I keep predicting stuff, a decade or two before. I'm not. They have an admitted rollout plan. I remember 10 years ago or more reading that they would just raise insurance on driver cars, human cars, until we go bankrupt, just like coal power plants. And they're just going to do it. And then Uber and a few other companies like Google are going to have the monopoly or the oligopoly on it. It's highway robbery. And then it brings total control, centralization, everything's automated and run by the central computers controlled by the technocracy. That's why the globalists at Club of Rome in the 60s and Zbigniew Brzezinski in the 70s, in the technotronic era, say, we're going to build a world government run by a technocracy controlled by computers. Then they sell the idea through Zeitgeist and the rest of it, the New York Times endorses, that, oh, we're doing all this because it empowers humanity. No, it doesn't. And computers, they're not racist. Computers just do the right thing. No, they don't. They do as they're programmed. But see, in the new political correctness thing, the computers will make all the decisions so that there's no racism involved. You understand? And now they're saying it's racist against computers if you warn of the bad uses of technology. How do you like that? So there's going to be laws when they start claiming computers are sentient that you can't criticize them. How's that sound?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to be racist against a computer, and I certainly wouldn't think that any of the loving insurance companies would, you know, want to make anybody go broke. They've been so good for the country so far. But as far as the shooting goes, there's not much that I can really say that hasn't already been covered here ad nauseum. I mean, it fits the narrative. It pushes the racial division. And they know now that Charleston has settled down. You know, maybe we can get all these people to turn in their guns if the shoe's on the other foot. Maybe we'll have this guy shoot a white person, and that'll, you'll see the black on white violence, and maybe that'll get the white people to turn in their guns. Obviously, like I say, pushing the racial division, it completely fits the narrative. And in my opinion, something really stinks about this entire situation. I can't even really think of a mass shooting, quote unquote, or a high profile shooting like this that didn't seem like there was something more going on.
Well, there's been some of them that we caught red-handed being staged. Sirhan, with RFK, the situation a few years ago with the Aurora shooting. I mean, those were staged. We caught them. We know exactly what they did. It's unbelievable. And then you look at Sandy Hook, it just isn't real. I don't know what specifically happened, but the official story is a fairy tale. I mean, Jack of the Beanstalk isn't real, Santa Claus isn't real, and that is a giant theater operation complete with blue screens, and now even Rob Dew's uncle, who's a Navy SEAL, retired FBI, works for a big company, we have a reporter up there, and it's like, that's Rob Dew's uncle. And he's like, yeah, it doesn't add up, something's going on, never seen anything like this, there's no paperwork, they're covering something up. I can't talk. Got to get out of here. So, I mean, that's how Twilight Zone this has gotten, that There's like Navy SEAL FBI agents looking into this, and then former top school safety heads are investigating it and saying, this isn't real. This isn't real. This isn't real. I appreciate your call. And look, it shows how bold they are. Planned Parenthood said, we don't sell the body parts and make money. Now they've been caught making money on the new videos. A month or two ago, they said the videos weren't real. They finally found the headline, The Coming Age of Self-Driverless Cars. What will auto insurers do when there are no drivers left to insure? And see, it sells it like, oh, it's going to stop wrecks. It's going to stop. No, they're going to have a tax, and they're going to have a highway safety fund, and they're going to have still have problems with the machines, and they're going to be busy in the next decade or two jacking up rates on people that are drivers. That's where the money's going to be, saying that the computers are safer. And we as consumers have to say, no, we're not going to be socially engineered. Good job finding that. Just a search tip. We finally thought, hey, put the date in and ask for the cover. And I believe that's how they found it. But we'll print that article and cover it more. When I return, Robert in Missouri, Buckley in Missouri, Doug in Minnesota, Joshua in California, and more. And then at the bottom of the next hour, we're going to have a special guest in studio who joins us from Toronto, Canada. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one.
Hillary Clinton's
got you the devil in
into a rant about driverless cars. This shows how those of us that love innovation, love competition, see something like Uber. And I didn't research Uber the last few years. I just said, hey, it comes quicker. They're nicer. I love it. And then I found out, oh, my gosh, it's above the law, gets to do whatever it wants, and it's anti-driver. And they won't let the taxi companies out of the control they're under. That's how the New World Order operates. They're always exempt from everything. They're above the law. They get to do whatever they want, and then the globalists get the profits, and it's all about basically making humans obsolete. How about we make globalists obsolete? I've got huge financial news that I need to get to, politics news, all the things we're getting distracted from right now. But this shooting is important because it's about survival. If we don't expose the fact that this was racially motivated and all part of the race war hype coming out of the White House, we will be collectively blamed for this. And that's why I get so angry, is I am sick of being blamed for what somebody else does. If some white guy goes and kills 9 black people, I didn't do it. And if some black guy goes and shoots 2 white people, black people didn't do that either. But the folks that are hyping it up collectively that when a black person kills a white person, or a black person kills a white person, vice versa, that it's the group's fault. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're part of ISIS and ISIS goes around killing people, you share responsibility. But if I'm part of a racial ethnic group and someone in my, quote, group does something, they're their own person. And I know our audience gets that, but we have to explain this to all the leftist followers who really mean well but have bought into the guilt as children that they've done something wrong. And separately, the minorities then get a chip on their shoulder, some of them, and their whole world is through those goggles, through that distortion, that everybody's out to get them. I mean, if you go work somewhere and you act like people are out to get you, you're going to have a big problem. If you just are optimistic, have a good attitude, 9 times out of 10, even if you're working with a bunch of jerks, you'll end up being successful. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, I've run into plenty of racists in my life against white people. I just laugh about it. And I know a lot of, quote, minorities that are very successful. Everybody wants to hang around with them and stuff because they're just cool people. They're not obsessed like the media wants them to be with a chip on their shoulder. Now, we're going to start the next hour, and I'm going to go directly to Robert, who's been holding everybody else. I briefly need to just remind you that InfoWarsLife.com has 30% off the colloidal silver at its already discounted price. Absolutely essential. What it does for me and my family when I've been sick, when I've had a chest cold that antibiotics couldn't knock out, it knocked it out for me. Same thing for my dad. The same chest cold killed my uncle last year. And I don't recommend you drink as much of it as I do. Talk to your doctor first, but it's serious stuff. 30% off one bottle, 50% off if you buy 2 bottles, get 2 free. Best deal out there. Super Male Vitality is the most concentrated, natural, purified, organic herbs and compounds known to boost male and female vitality. Super Male and Super Female Vitality are pretty similar formulas. I like the female vitality. On me, it works even better. It's not because I'm like a woman. It's just the particular herbs that it has added supercharged things. You can read all the incredible reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. It is now back in stock, and your purchase helps fund this operation. It's really changed my life in so many ways. Experience it for yourself, and regardless, you're funding this operation. So we thank you for your support. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget, please, to subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all of you that do that. You make this possible. Third hour coming up.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best
at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.